Okay, we are holding now in Simon Kuf Yud Zion. We are up to Dalad. Says the Mechaber, Im lo shal motor bimosa geshamim. So he didn't say the same motor during the winter months. Machziren also, you have to go back. Afa pisha shal tal. Even though you did say tal, that's not sufficient. You have to add more than that. Aval im shal motor velo tal. If you asked for motor, if you didn't mention tal, in that case, says Rabbi Yosef Karo, ein machziren also. You do not have to go back. So let's unpack this a little bit in the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkatin Tezvav. Before we can do that, we'll see the Dirshu brings a shaila. What if you're Mesupak? In 19 says the Dirshu, Im Mesupak, you have a doubt, Im Omer Lo, did I say it, did I not say it, Sakas La'el, we saw earlier, Kuf Yudalid, Shedino Kedin HaMesupak, Im Omer Morid HaGeshem. The same halachos by Morid HaGeshem would apply over here by Tal. Im Omer Yitain tal the geshem livracha. So then, kosav aracha shulchan shiyot. That works. Chayin hora Rav Chaim Kanievsky's. That's all. That would work as well. Okay. So it says Mishnah Berurah im lo shal. If you didn't mention it, you didn't ask. I'm b'magin Avraham v'sharei tshuva shekosavu. De'im nizker kodim shehischil tika b'shofar. If you remembered before you started the bracha of tika b'shofar, amr shal. You say it there. Uvsim kuf yadav bir halacha dibur hamaschil b'li chasima he'erachnu. We explained over there again. The Mishnah Berurah is the bir halacha. We explain tov. The better thing is no, don't say it there. Shion b'shomei tefilas. We'll see in the next sif. That's really where you could say it. You should say it. Because this works according to everybody. In the Dirshu 20 says lechein so too. Im gam im nizkar achrei Hashem shalsim habracha. You said you remembered after I said Hashem's name. So kozu Chaim Kanievsky zatzal. Then shelo yisayim lamdei nichukecha. Don't use the pasuk from Tehillim. Kevin sheyachol laomro beyishamei tefila. So finish the bracha correctly, even though you remembered right now. You would have thought maybe I should not finish the bracha the correct way, do lamkei nichukecha, and then go back and make the correction there. Don't finish the bracha correctly, and then you'll add it in later on. Okay, back in the Mishnah Berurah, ato metzasi b'sefer kitzur shulchan aruch. That's from Rav Gansfried. Shepasuk gam kein hach. He also paskins this way. The im nizkar kodim shesiyam birkas hashanim. If you did not yet say the Shem Hashem, you finished the bracha. So then yomer b'malkim shenizkar. You remember you say it in there where you remembered. Ach. In nizkar acher kishanim hatovos. If you remember at that point, bracha yachzor v'yomer uvorich shnaseinik kashanim hatovos kedeshia me'ein chasima somach lechasima. So you have to have something that is within the topic of the bracha next to the the chasim, the closure of the bracha. V'tov yoser shiyasre v'sein talamotar v'igmar kaseder. It's better to start from v'sein talamotar and then finish it in the order. Okay, that is Dalid. Now we get to Hey. So again, you didn't say it, but now you remembered it. You're in, let's say, I don't know, you're in Tekaba Shofar, and you remember. Okay, see, you didn't get to Shemei Tefillah, you'll say it there. Ein machzirin oso v'sho b'shemei tefillah. You don't go back, you're just going to add it into Shemei Tefillah. Adds the Ramado, ve'im ha'ilo tainis, if it's a fast day, and v'tzarech lomer aneinu, you're also going to add that into Shema Kolenu. So then the question is, which do I say first? Do I put in my request from Otto, or do I put in Anenu? It says Yomer Hasheila Kodem Anenu. As we'll see, the Mishnah is going to speak out. The reason why is because Anenu is not Ma'akev. If you forgot, then Bidyev, you don't have to go back. But we see over here that that Tal, sorry, Otto is what's it called? Is Ma'akev. And then continues back to Mechaber Ve'im Lo Nizker Ad Acher Shemei Tzefilu. Let's say you finished and you didn't put it in at that point. Se'im Lo Ocher Raglov. If you haven't yet, we'll see what the precise definition of Ocher Raglov means. Then you go back to the bracha, birkas hashanim. You have to go back all the way to the beginning. You finished. You don't normally say these supplications. We'll see what that means after your Shemona Esrei is done. Even though you haven't yet stopped taking your steps back, it's as if you actually have. We'll see a bir halach on this as well. V'im nizkar acher shechosim shemeya tefila kodem shehischil ritzei. So now you finished shemeya tefila where you should have put the insertion in, but you didn't yet start ritzei. So it says Rabbi Yosef Karo, what do you do? Nira sheomer v'sein talamotar acher kach omer ritzei. You put it right there. V'sein talamotar, and then begin the next bracha of ritzei. All right. Mr. Brunel in Tess Zion, Vishal Bishameh Tefila Roitzaloim Birka Shemea Shma Kolenu, that's what you can put in. Kodim ki ato shemea, before you get to that part of the bracha. Shemesukenis Lishol Bo Kol Habakoshos. That's where we make all sorts of requests in it. What do you add on? So that's actually a machlokus in the Achronim. If you look in Dirshu 23, Ve'elu Tevas Yosef Bo, Kosla Vekitzer Shulchan Orech, She Yosef Rak, all you add as Tevas Vesein Ta Umoto Livrocha. Okay. Umeidach, on the other hand, Orcha Shulchan, Mashmisha Omerbo, Visein Ta Motli Vracha, Al Pinehadama, Kiato Shemea. So again, Machlokas as to what exactly are you going to put in. If you forgot it, you're going to now catch it in the Shema Koinum. Kirkama Simin Kufyates. Okay. Vaiter, Ava. Haskars Meshiv Mashiv Haruch, meaning why didn't that work? Why can't I use this catch-all Shema Tefila for if I forgot Mashiv Haruch? So Kaim Allah, no, Le'el B'Simen Kuf Yudal, De'eim Dim Shachach Chozer, you forgot, you have to go back. So why? Why is there a chilik between if I forgot Mashiv Haruch and I forgot B'Sein Talamot Livracha? So says the Mishnah Berurah, Mishum Dehazkara Shevachu. Because that, to say that Mashiv Haruch, that's not a request, that's Shevach of Hashem. Ve'eim Mekomo, because this bracha Shema Tefila is requests, and that's what really, in essence, v'sein tal motel bracha is a request. It's not shavach. So you can't put a shavach statement in the bakasha section of the davening, and that's why the Mishnah explains: the person forgot to say mashiv ruach, then they have to go back. Okay, good. That was Tezayin Yudzayin Kodim Anenu. Again, you're adding in two things. It's a fast day, so which comes first? So you're going to put in. You're going to put in B'Sein Talamot Livrach before Aneinu. D'She'eila Chamur Me'Aneinu, because it's more Chamur, more strict. D'im Lo Omro Machzim Noso, because it's Ma'akev, you have to go back. Ma'she'ein Kein B'Aneinu, which is not Ma'akev. Again, really, you should say Aneinu, obviously, but if you didn't, you do not have to go back and repeat the Shemona Esrei. Then the Mechaber had wrote, if you don't normally add parts at the end, so then once you've basically finished your davening, that's like it's as if you've taken your steps back. And Yud Ches says Kakurim Dom, it's as if you have Hu Adin Im Ragiloi Metachnim V'Siim Tachunah V'Omer Achreim HaPasuk Yihu Ratzon. If you do say it, but you've gotten the Yihu Ratzon part, that's already even if you haven't taken your steps back, then you have in the Bir Halacha he argues on this. He says I'm Mishnah Berurah. V'chein kosov v'magin Avram simin tav chav beis v'chein pasuk kol ha'achronim udelo kechai adam. This is not like the chai adam. Interesting. Shekosov tibein akiras raglav mamish. It's not saying things actually taking your steps back, right? Back in the Mishnah Berurah, shamiras pasuk ze also hesach hadas. It's if you've now got distracted, you've changed your mind. O tachnunim v'nishlamat tefilaso, and therefore it's done. Afapi shelo hischil adayin osa shalom. Even though you haven't yet started the words osa shalom. In the Dirshu 24, it says the gam im darko loymer yuratzon kodem elkainetzor. Some people say this at the beginning, before elkainetzor. Then kosov be shar hatsil nekaman shekol zman shlo omer es hayuratzon hasheni b'sim elkainetzor nechshav kilosim. And we got to the second one, then that's where it's not as if you haven't yet finished your tefillin, you could be able to fix it. In Yud Tes, we said that if you've remembered that you didn't say B'Sein Talamotor after you finished the Bracha Shema Kolenu, put it right there before Ritzei. So he says, Yotes, V'im Nizkar Achash Omer Baruch Ato Hashem. If you remember right at that point, Yisayim Lamdeni Chukecha V'Omer B'Sein Talamotor, you put it there, V'Acha Ki Ato Shemea, right? And that's how you would finish it off. In the 25, Dirshu says, V'im Nizkar Sheshachach Talamotor, okay, he's got the Ritzei. So now we learned that the din is v'chayz lebarichalin. You have to go back to the Birchas Hashanim. Now v'shuv a second time shachach lomar bo talamater. You're 0-2. You forgot it both times. You forgot it in Shema Kalenu. So you would have thought maybe I should, since I said all the other brachos, I should just skip to Shema Kalenu. The answer is going to be no. Don't do that. Horor Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rav Eliyoshev Zatzal. What do you do? Sheyam shich b'tefilaso v'yomrenu b'shamei tefila. You still go through and say all the brachos, right? That you did the first time. V'lo omrim. We don't say sheyoch ledaleg l'shema kalenu. We don't say skip to Shema Kalenu. Sharei b'baruch aleinu shachach la'omro. The S Bracha Shemona Esrei Ad Shmei Kalenu Kavar Omru Kedin B'Pam Rishonim. I said this already. Shkem Shetikin L'Chazal Baruch Aleinu Zes Seder Tefilaso Allah the Hispalo Kaseder. So you have to go back and you can't just skip to the Shema Kalenu Bracha. That's what he adds here in the Dirshu 25. Okay, that is the end of Kuf Yud Zayin. Kuf Yud Ches is a shorter simon about Hashiva. Hashiva Shoftenu. So it's interesting. The emphasis is not on Hashiva, it's Hashiva. That's just the correct way to pronounce the word when davening. Hashiva Shoftenu. Chosim bo, melech ohev tzedaka umishpat. The king who loves tzedaka, righteousness, mishpat, judgment. Merosh Hashanah v'yad Yom Kippurim, chosim ha-melech ha-mishpat. We change the chasima, we say the king, the judgment. Mihu, adds Ramah, im omer melech ohev tzedaka umishpat, ein tzarech lachzer. If you did say melech ohev tzedaka umishpat, you do not have to go back. Velo omru shiachzer el b'malkam shekol hashana oimrim hakel ohev tzedaka umishpat. If you say it all year round, I'm the common simon tafkuf pebes. Says the Mishnah Berurah now melech ohev ve'im omer b'chol hashana. Let's say a person the whole year would say hamelech hamishpat o hakel hamishpat yotza. That would count. In the dirshu number one, it says. That would be the psak given. Beis hamelech hamishpat b'shtehein with two hays. Yizohir b'zeh. You should be careful of this. Ki yesh oimrim delo yotza. There is a machlok. Some say you do not count. Mikol malkam b'di'eved im amar hamelech. I'm sorry, melech hamishpat lo yachzer. You would not go back for this b'di'eved. In the dushan number two, it says zubir ha'elef hamagain. What's pshat over here? Shehakavana shehu hamelech v'hu hamishpat. That's what you mean when you're saying this phrase. Sifkat in gimel. Ein tzarech lach. You don't have to go back. Ein b'achronim demaske. The conclusion amongst the achronim is. You remember within 2 to 3 seconds, toch kedei dibur, omer hamelech hamishpat. Then you would say hamelech hamishpat, gam kein im acher kedei dibur, shuvo yomer. If it's after that, it's more than 3 or 4 seconds, then you don't say it. Ein machzir, no, we don't make you go back. And the dirshu ends off with Biyala comments, explain later on in Tafkuf Pei Beis, Shekev and Shehizkir Melech, since you said Melech, and that's the main idea during this bracha ain tzarech lachzer. You do not have to go back because you in fact did mention the malchus of Hashem. Okay, that concludes Simin Kuf Yud Ches.